Otaku no Podcast, episode 26 for Wednesday, August 10th, 2011, Anime Expo 2011, the interviews, Maki-san from Obitsu. Well, we finally come to the end of our Anime Expo interviews. In today's segment, we interview Maki-san from the doll company Obitsu. This is their first year exhibiting at any anime convention in the West, and I think it's a testament to the growing popularity of the doll fandom that they chose to exhibit at Anime Expo. We'd like to thank Maki-san for taking the time in her undoubtedly busy schedule to talk with us. We spoke with her about Obitsu and their products, as well as their plans for the future. A couple of announcements. I've decided to join yet another one of those trendy Web 2.0 services, Formspring. This is a popular sort of service that lets people ask questions of each other and post them. Apparently a lot of my anime blogger, podcaster followers are on it. The Reverse Thieves are there, Pats from Insert Disc, Tom Langston from Nigorimasen. I see quite a few people on my Twitter followers list there. So the inevitable happened, and I created an account there. We're on, as of course, Otaku no Podcast, so please feel free to ask us a question. I've put a Formspring widget on the Otaku no Podcast webpage on the left column, sort of halfway down, right underneath the polls. So ask us stuff. Now, in case you missed our recent ChibiCast, let me sort of reiterate what I said in there. I need your help in the constant battle to increase our ratings and increase our search relevancy in Google. There are some things that can be done to help improve our website's search ranking as well as our popularity in the podcast directories. And I need your help with that. Fortunately, it's all stuff that you can do for free. Won't take very much of your time, so I really appreciate it if you could help us out. First thing is, if you've got a website, a blog, any sort of online presence, please put a link to Otaku no Podcast somewhere on your webpage. One of the things Google takes into account when ranking search rankings is how many links that you have pointing to your site. The more links you have, the higher ranked you are. So if you could link to us from your blog, your website, or whatnot, that would be most appreciated. Also, I'm once again sending out the calls for iTunes reviews. The more reviews a show gets on iTunes, the higher up it's ranked, and there's always the tantalizing chance that we could be picked as a featured category podcast. So go ahead and create yourself an account on iTunes, again, it's free, and write us a review. I'm not going to be crass and ask for a glowing 5-star review. Please be honest, we respect your honesty, but just review us. And finally, we need subscribers to our YouTube channel. Again, along the same lines, you know, the more subscribers you get, the more views we get on YouTube. I believe that helps increase our rankings in YouTube when you search for stuff. So please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe to us. You know, and when you watch our videos, click the little like button or the favorite button or even write a comment. I think that all helps to increase our rankings. So your help in all of the above is greatly appreciated. Of course, I would never turn away any donations. Running this site, the equipment, all that stuff does cost money. So there's many ways you can do this. You could buy stuff through any of our links, Write Stuff, JList, and so on. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we get a little percentage of that. Or sign up through Crunchyroll through any of our Crunchyroll links or banners. We love Crunchyroll. I think it's the best deal in town in terms of getting a high-quality, legal streaming anime and helping the anime producers out. We recently got our first payment from the Friends of JList program. It's about $30, and I used that to renew the Otaku no Podcast domain name for a couple of years. So that came at the perfect time. So we appreciate that. Thank you very much. And one last thing. I'm planning something kind of special coming up in a few weeks. It's kind of an experiment. I'm trying something that I've actually been wanting to try for a while now, a sort of live call-in podcast. I'm still working out the planning and arranging of this, so keep an eye on the Otaku no Podcast website, and I'll post details as we formulate them. Anyways, enough jibba-jabba. Let's get on to the interview with Maki-san from Obitsu.
This is Ms. Geek Michelle Kleinhass here with Maki-san from Obitsu. Now, I have been informed it's Obitsu. Much as cute as it would be to say that it rhymes with Chobits, not quite. All right, Maki, say hi to our audience.
はじめまして、オビツ製作所から来ましたマキです。よろしくお願いします。
Yes, and she just basically said, nice to meet you, I'm Maki-san. All right. Okay, so Obitsu is now celebrating its 45th anniversary, and you've been making large-scale dolls now for about 5 years. And I got to say, I've got two of these dolls. I love them. They're beautiful. And it's like people who are just looking at dolls made by another manufacturer who we will not talk about right now. They're missing out. They're missing out. So it's pretty much, even though some parts are mass produced, and you send it over to a factory and you get them back, a lot of the the vinyl aspects of it, that's all done in house in Tokyo by craftspeople. Am I right?
そうです。メイドインジャパンにこだわって作っている人形です。
She says that they're really counting on everything to be produced in Japan, so every part of the Obitsu body is made in Japan.
Even those skeletal pieces? Because I'm thinking about what I saw on Culture Japan, the segment that Danny Chu did in your factory. And, it's really cool that you have, like, people that, that put them together by hand, that this is an actual handcrafted thing. I think that's just awesome.
ありがとうございます。Thank you.
Yes. So, right now, you're expanding the line. You've got these cute, it's like you've been doing the smaller scale dolls, the 1/6 scale dolls for longer, right? Yeah, they're you've had them for a while, right?
そうですね。そちらの方が初め主力としてやっていた商品です。
So the 1/6 scale was the first actual like Obitsu body to be produced way before the 60 centimeters.
Right. Okay. And you've now brought that, you've gotten even smaller with the 11 centimeter, and those are cute. They're adorable. And also at the Doll and Figure Show One Fest this winter, you actually showed a 150 centimeter doll. And that's just, we're talking about almost human size. 150? The big one? Yeah. That's almost 5 feet right there. And now, explain a little, were there any special problems in making a doll that big?
そうですね。よりリアルな人に近づけるために、だけどかつ美しい骨格を作るというのはとても大変な作業。
So in order to make a very realistic body, it's very hard in order to shape each part just to look just like a real human being. Yes.
Was this done just as a prototype, or will we eventually see this 1-to-1 scale doll?
この1対1の人形は、これからももっと作る予定ですか、それとももう展示用だけとか。
いや、これからどんどん作る予定で、今いろいろなジャンルの方からお仕事の話はいただいています。
So there are a lot of people that really want to see more of the 1-to-1 scale dolls, and they're planning to actually make a lot more from now.
Wow. So you've got all the bases covered. You go from 11 centimeter, which is about 4.5 inches, to almost 5 foot tall. That's pretty impressive. Now, is there a possibility, you know, it's like one of the things that, some of the people who are in the know, they love the 50 centimeter dolls for their incredibly well-engineered skeleton and their freedom of movement. Are you going to bring that kind of design to like 60s and 65 centimeters?
同じようにということは、変わらないんですけれども、その大きくなることによっていろいろな部分でこうさらに細かくやらなければいけないところもあるので、同じように美しく精巧なものを作ろうと思っていますが、全部が50センチと全く同じということではないです。
So as the dolls get bigger, it's actually very difficult to make the joints strong enough to support each part of the body. And it's very difficult to actually make it the same structure as the 50 centimeters, but a lot of the larger ones, they need to be engineered to stand tall and to look more beautiful than the actual smaller ones, because they look more realistic.
Yeah, and realism, let's see, last year in I think it was Winter OneFest 2010 that you showed the 65 centimeter male prototype for the first time. That's coming out, you were saying, in by the end of summer.
そうですね、おかげさまでお客様からいろいろ好評なお声をいただいているので、これからもどんどん出すつもりですし、男性のもうちょっと大きなサイズのものも出す予定でございます。
So ever since the convention, a lot of people really wanted to see more of that male figure. And since then, it's been a lot of people have been wanting it, so they are actually considering making bigger ones.
But the 65 centimeter male, you were sayingby the end of summer.
今年の夏とかまでにはあると思います。
その予定ですけど、もしずれたらごめんなさい。でも今年の夏の終わりまでには65センチの男性を出す予定です。
We are actually planning to have the 65 centimeter male by the summer. We can't really promise you, but they are trying to engineer it to be the best as we can make it.
Because, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And actually, there's a lot of American doll fanciers that are looking forward to this. Because, it's interesting. The dolls, the audience here is largely female. And I understand that in Asia, it's largely male.So, it's like we gals, we want to see...awesome dude, and I even have one doll that really, he would look, even cooler with the new body.
わかりました。頑張ります。そうできるようにね、なれればと思って、いろんなサイズのドールも展開して、お客様に一番最初に思い出していただいて、支持していただけるようなリーディングカンパニーになりたいと思ってます。
So we are hoping to, makewider variety of males, because there are a lot of fans that really like the female parts, and they, they have to kind of equal out to be the same, so they're making a lot more, they're concentrating more on making the male bodies from now.
Which is awesome. This hasn't been as available...as other companies in America, although I must give propers to Emery over at Junkie Spot, because he's been one of the best sources for your product. And is there going to be more availability in America for your dolls? Because it'd be nice to it'd be nice to be able to go someplace and to purchase the dolls someplace. You know, are you looking at the possibility of retail sales through existing outlets?
じゃあ、あの、これからアメリカにもなんかストアとかショップとか開けるつもりですか？
いや、今、あの、そのうちできたらいいなと、あの、すごくアメリカ大好きなんで、あの、そのうちできたらいいなという夢を持ってます。
We really love America, and you know, by actually opening up stores here, we really think that we can, you know, attract more fans, and we are really hoping to do something like that in the future.
Oh wow! Actually opening up an Ibitsu store? That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, it's like, may I suggest for the first place, Little Tokyo here in Los Angeles?
Little Tokyo とかはどうですか？
いいですね。素敵な街なんでね。
It's a great place to do that here.
Yeah. So this is cool. Anything else you'd like to say to doll fans in the United States?
アメリカにいる、あの、ドールファンの方たちにコメントはありますか？
はい。先月にオビツ11という小さいサイズの人形が出たので、あの、そちらの商品もぜひチェックしていただければと思いますというのが一つと、あと、オビツもまたこれからいろんなサイズの、男女問わない、男女の人形もどんどん展開していく予定ですので、あの、これからもご期待くださいということと、あと、あの、キューピー人形もやってますので、ぜひ、あの、ウェブサイトをチェックしてください。私たちは本当にアメリカ大好きなんで、これからもよろしくお願いします。
So, one thing, we released the OB211. It's fairly the new type, and we would really like to get it out there and, you know, for everyone to actually see these dolls, because it's our newest invention. And the second thing is that we would like to also start making more different sizes, regardless of, you know, man or woman, and different sizes, different more varieties. And we would like you to, you know, check on our website more to actually find out the latest scoop. We got the blogs and such, and, you know, we really appreciate everybody actually loving us here at the convention. And we hopefully would love to come out here to America more, because we really like this.
Yeah. One thing that actually brought up, you know, the idea of, like, all kinds of sizes. Have you been thinking along the lines of different skin tone shades? Like, I know you came out with the coconut 27 centimeter way back, and chestnut. You know, it's like one of the beauty things about vinyl is that it can get, you know, any number of rich colors. I mean, it would be lovely to have, like, you know, a tan Polynesian girl kind of color, or Native American, black, Latino, and even some sci-fi colors, you know, really interesting colors. Like, for example, you know, you probably saw Avatar, the movie Avatar, those blue, Navi characters. You know, have you thought of, like, branching out as far as shades of color are concerned?
肌の色に関して、もうちょっといろいろなバラエティとか考えたこともありますか？例えばアバターのなんかブルーの肌の色とか、いろんなこう日焼けの色とか、そういうのどう思いますか？
すごく面白いと思います。あの、バラエティに飛べば飛ぶほど、あの、まあ、今お客様の好みも多様化しているから、いろいろなものがそのうちできればいいなと思っています。
So we are really consideringeverybody's requests on, you know, different colors so far, and we are in the process of actually, you know, trying to make more new products with more.
That's awesome, because
thank you for requesting this.
Yes, this is it's a big world, and there, you know, there's all shades around. I mean, it'd be lovely to be able to, you know, rather than have to paint vinyl, which can get messy and it looks bad, be nice to have those colors available you know, in the vinyl itself. I guess we should wrap this up. Thank you very much for being here and talking with us so openly. Just, you know, keep in touch, and we want to keep, Talking to a Podcast wants to keep, doing things about dolls.
So she says she's so glad that she had this opportunity to talk to you, and that Otaku no Podcast is awesome.
All right. You heard it here first. Otaku no Podcast is awesome.
And there you go, our final Anime Expo 2011 interview. Once again, we would like to very much thank Maki-san for taking time out of her undoubtedly busy schedule to talk with us. We really appreciate it. And we hope to see her and Obitsu again at more anime conventions. This is not, however, the end of our Anime Expo coverage. I've still got a few videos to post, as well as tons of pictures to go through. I have not had the time to do that. It's just been a crazy schedule work-wise. But I'm planning on getting to that starting this weekend, so keep an eye on the Otaku no Podcast website and our Flickr photo gallery, and you should start seeing Anime Expo photos go up. And keep an eye on our YouTube channel for the videos. Well, that does it for this episode of Otaku no Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed our Anime Expo coverage. If you've got something to say to us, maybe you have your own experiences at Anime Expo you want to talk about, or you maybe have some comments about something we've said previously, tell us. You can email us, feedback@otakunopodcast.com. We have a comment form. We have voicemail lines. You can call in to us. You can ping us on Twitter and Facebook. There are many ways to contact us. All of those can be found on the otakunopodcast.com website on the Contact Us page. And, of course, another reminder to please keep an eye on our website, because, you know, if I find anything newsworthy to report, or if I find something cool around my stumblings on the interwebs, and, of course, there's the details of that live call-in thing that I talked about, I'll post about it on otakunopodcast.com. You can subscribe to us in your RSS feed reader, like Google Reader or whatnot, and keep an eye on us. Of course, we're also on Twitter and Facebook, twitter.com/otakunopodcast and facebook.com/otakunopodcast. And there's also our Tumblr blog, where I post fun, cool little snippets of things, you know, things that I find exploring the interwebs, or, you know, funny screenshots from anime that I'm watching and so forth. The address for that is otakunopodcast.tumblr.com. That's it for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Sayonara and Johnny.